This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Been chilly.
Very.
Been chilly.
Not just a little chilly, very.
Yeah. We complain pretty easily, though, anymore about the weather, don't we?
That's true.
I noticed that this past week I was looking through the Grizzled American newspaper, and in their notes from the past, some of their older articles, I noticed one here from 125 years ago. You know, it got down to the teens and into the single digits here this week, and about 20 below zero in a couple of those days with the wind chill. It's cold.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. It's cold. Stand outside without a jacket on for a couple minutes. You realize how cold it is. But we've had much worse winters.
I'm sure.
We have in recent years, actually. Last couple have been fairly mild, but I noticed 125 years ago, there was an article in there on Wednesday, January 18th of 1888. 125 years ago.
Okay.
1888. They talk about the weather at that time, and they mention that, I'll just read the article for you. It says, "The storm Thursday last was the most terrific that has been reported for many years. Great loss of life in Minnesota, Dakota, and northern Iowa. Nearly 100 persons discovered frozen to death or reported missing. Many were the narrow escapes of school children, and great hardships and intense suffering endured by many who were caught out in this great storm." It's, you know, even when we get caught out in the conditions, we're in better condition than they were 125
yeah.
years ago. You know, we actually have heat in our homes. They had fires.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, belly up to the oil lamp. Keep yourself warm, you know. In some cases,
yeah.
it wasn't ideal. So these folks back 125 years ago, some of these folks were getting caught in places they shouldn't have been at that time when the storm whipped through. And, well, you know the consequences.
Yeah.
It goes on to say the Griswold thermometers stood all the way from 30 to 35 degrees below zero Sunday morning. What was wrong with the storm Thursday night being called a blizzard? About 5:30 o'clock, the wind changed to the northwest, and from that time on to daylight Friday, the wind was terrific. This, together with the fast-falling snow, presented one of the most severe storms that we have ever witnessed. I didn't see any notes at all about how much snow or how cold it had gotten during that time, but I'm guessing it was a pretty wicked blizzard if it was...
Terrific winds.
Yeah, terrific
I like
winds.
That.
And it was, you're talking about people dying, freezing to death, getting caught outside. I noticed there was another note in there about, it said something about a well digger who walked from Milford, which is now where Grant is, from that area to Griswold, about 4 miles. And they said that the article noted that his nose and cheeks were in pretty bad condition when he got there.
I bet.
Pretty cold outside.
Yeah.
So, you know, no matter how bad we think it is, it's probably been worse at some other time. And actually, this has been a fairly moderate winter again,
yeah,
all
we
things
have been
considered.
Pretty lucky.
You know, we really haven't had the snow and stuff. We've had a few snow events. It's kind of shaping up to be a little bit like last year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just slightly colder this year. Last year was pretty mild.
Yeah.
You know, the year before that was pretty snowy.
Yeah, I remember that.
Had quite a bit of snow a couple of years ago. But, there's no rhyme or reason. It just kind of depends on circumstances and things. But, yeah, this year's turned out to be pretty mild. Now, we still have a fair amount of winter to go. Although, here we are, you know, tail end of January now. This time next week, we'll be in February. Mm-hmm. So, the first month of the year already disappeared. You get through February, and then you get into March. And you can still get big snows, but they tend not to stick around very long. So, I mean, really, the cold months of winter, we're pretty far along.
Getting away from, yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty far along. You start now to start thinking about spring.
Definitely.
Don't you find yourself doing that now?
Mm-hmm. Well, geez, January's almost over. February always goes quick, and March, to me, March is starting to warm up finally.
Yeah, you know, I see March as being, that's a month where I start to see green.
Mm-hmm.
I think things
I guess we can still get slammed in March.
Oh,
there's
and
been
we
times
have.
Before, yeah. But.
Oh, and we and in April we've gotten clobbered. There have been some pretty wicked snows. You know, we've had some, Easter is always kind of an interesting time. You know, people talk about Easter snow and stuff like that. Well, it sometimes kind of depends. Easter can be early. Easter's relatively early this year. Ash Wednesday is the 13th of February, and Easter this year is on March 31st, so it's still in March. I was thinking it was later this year, but it's not. It can be later on in April, and if that's the case, then, you know, it's your chances are decreasing for snowfall. But, yeah, March 31st, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're still in range of some pretty good snowfalls at that point. So One never knows. We'll keep our eyes and ears open. Of course, we got to get some moisture into the atmosphere to get that snow in the first place. It's been just pretty dry around here. Well, we hope you're surviving whatever winter weather you're getting these days, although here this weekend it's not terrible bad. It's been warming up a little bit over the last few, so I haven't heard quite as much about the flu lately.
Yeah, it seems to kind of died down a little bit, huh?
Yeah, we heard a big rush about it because some places were running out of the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when that happens, all of a sudden people start chit-chatting about it a little bit more, about, oh, I should have gotten my shot. Yeah. I didn't do that. Now what am I going to do? And but I haven't really heard. It seemed like there was a couple of week period there where we heard an awful lot about it. And then it kind of seemed to die down a little bit. So I don't know if that's the case
or bad thing.
If it's just what we've been hearing.
Right.
But you still want to be vigilant about things like that, too, here at this time of the year. You know what's good, though?
Hmm.
When you get to this part of the year where it's cold and get a little sniffly thing going and, you know, you're staying inside a little bit more often. Soups.
Oh, yeah.
Soups just sound a lot better. It just gives you that warm feeling before you go back outside once you eat a hot bowl of soup.
Yeah.
And it just gets your insides warmed up a little bit and then out you go. Of course, chili is always the big one, too, this time of the year.
Yeah.
Eat chili about once or twice a week, it seems like, this time of the year. It's easy to make.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own recipe, and everybody's is great.
Yeah.
And it's just easy to do, and it just warms you up. So, yeah, we notice a lot more soup suppers and things like that here this time of the year. So, yeah, it's getting to be a good time. You know, the easy thing to do this time of the year, too, when it's cold outside, is just to remind yourself that it won't stay like this forever.
That's true.
The better weather, spring, summer, all coming down the road, not too far. One of the things you can maybe do down the road is head down the road to Branson with us.
Yeah, there you go.
We talked about it in the last week or two now since we've debuted our Branson trip coming up this year. But we'll be heading back to Branson, Missouri with a big, friendly group of people from here in the Nishna Valley, June 11th through the 14th. That's a Tuesday through Friday. And we're going to hit a bunch of shows. We're going to go out on a catered river cruise and have a good time. We're going to enjoy some good fellowship with some other folks. We've got some other fun time planned. It's just a lot of fun. We've had a lot of folks come in already and sign up here in the short period of time since we've introduced that this year. A lot of them are returners. Mm-hmm. We've been blessed by having a lot of people go with us year after year after year. And we're glad for that. But there's always room for more.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to do that, again, the prices are pretty inexpensive. I mean, all things considered, we had one fella come in and tell us he went on a Branson trip, what, last November or something?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And paid like $900 to go.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot
higher price than what ours is.
If you do a double occupancy, two people to a room, say you and your wife want to go, or maybe you have a friend that wants to go with you, two to a room, it's $460 a piece. So we feel it's a really, really good competitive price. And we do have a lot of stuff involved there. If you can get online, just go to kjan.com and go to our contest and promotions page. If you do that, you'll find a little write-up about some of the things we'll be enjoying in Branson. There's also a little clickable link there where you can actually pop up the itinerary mm-hmm. for the trip, too, if you'd like to see that in more detail, along with the pricing structure. It's real easy. All you have to do is stop out and see Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll get you set up. She'll just need some basic information from you. And we do need to be paid at that time, too, cash or check. And once you do that, then we'll get you logged in. You have until March 15th to sign up for us if you'd like to save some money. April 1st is the deadline for sign up. But if you sign up by March 15th, we have discounted rates going on right now. After March 15th, the price goes up a little bit for those last 2 weeks. So we encourage you to talk about it and give it some good thought. And if you want to go, get yourself signed up, save yourself a couple of bucks, and I guarantee you, you'll have a good time.
Yeah.
You have to try not to have a good time.
Yeah, all they do is board the bus, and they drop you right off at the shows. I mean, they don't worry about parking, long walks, you know.
They treat big groups very well down there. They treat us very well. We always get good accommodations mm-hmm. and things. The food's always terrific. We enjoy some good shows. And like I say, we've got some other things lined up a little bit this year, too. You'll have some fun there. We're going to stay in a different place this year, which will be kind of right in the middle of all the action. So you'll have things around. Instead of being kind of secluded like we were in the past, I think folks will enjoy it. I'm kind of looking forward to this one more so than the others because I think it'll be fun. I'm really hoping
that
things will work out
well. You just want to go for those go-kart races.
Yeah, I know. We got a little free time built in, and we'll be right next to the Family Funplex. So do a little go-kart racing. The Tanger Outlet Mall is right across the street from the hotel. If folks want to spend a little time shopping, they can do that too.
I think there's a putt-putt right there too with that go-kart, isn't there?
I think,
from what I remember. It's been a while. But...
Yep. A lot of stuff right there. So, yeah, I hope folks get a chance to do that. We've got, I think we're about a third of the way full right now. We're pretty close to about one-third. We only have so much space. When I say at March 15th is the deadline for the early registration period, we can save some money, and then April 1st would be the ultimate ending
point.
That's contingent on us still having spaces available. We've been very, very close. We take two buses, so we've got room for 100. And we're about a third of the way there right now. So, and that's just in about a week, week and a couple of days. So it doesn't take very long to run this through. So if you're thinking about it, make that decision and get out here and talk to Stacy. She'll get you hooked up. It'll be you'll have a good time. You won't regret it. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
We have a lot of things going on around the area that'll be fun, right?
Oh, yes. Let's see here. The Lewistown and Country Boosters, they're having a fundraiser on January 27th, and that is from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Lewis Community Center. And they'll be serving chicken and noodles over biscuits, along with green beans and assorted salads. That's all for a free will donation. They're doing the fundraiser to help replace the flooring at the Lewis Community Center. So join the Lewistown and Country Boosters on January 27th from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Lewis Community Center. You can still sign up for your team for the Live Healthy Iowa 10-Week Challenge. It starts on January 28th and runs through April 5th. Teams of 2 to 10 adults are challenged to compete in weight loss, activity, or combination categories. There's teams from across all the state. And to make sure your team counts for Cass County, you can use the group ID LHICASS when you register. And then to register, you can sign up at livehealthyiowa.org. And also along with that, you get access to the website to help track your goals, your weight loss, activity minutes, and even what you're planning for dinner. So you still have until January 28th to sign up. That's when it starts and runs through April 5th for the Live Healthy Iowa 10-Week Challenge. And you can sign up at livehealthyiowa.org.
You know, along those same lines, too, Stacy, I see that the folks down at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak are hosting a community health fair. Now, that health fair is coming up on Saturday, March the 9th, so you still have some time before that. It's from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital Outpatient Clinics. And that's the event that day. Now, prior to that, though, they have a number of different blood draws coming up around the region for folks who would like to be involved in that. They'll be doing blood draws from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. at a number of different locations. For example, February 5th at the Griswold Middle School Gym, February 7th at the Stanton Fire Station Community Room. They'll be at the Elliott Community Building February 12th, Villisca Medical Clinic on February 14th. They'll have a couple of outpatient clinics or a couple of these events at the MCMH Outpatient Clinics on February 16th and 19th. They'll be at the Emerson Community Building on the 21st of February, the Essex Fire Community Room on the 26th of February, and then the Malvern Rescue Building on the 28th. It's $28 for the blood profile, and you do have to fast about 10 to 12 hours prior to taking those tests. But you do that then, and then you'll be able to pick up your results on March 9th when you actually go to the health fair. So look for those things coming up here, too. It's that time of the year where a lot of different folks, and sometimes folks scratch their heads and wonder, why do you guys do the health fair this time of the year? Because we're like the fattest we've been. You know, we gain weight over the winter, and then you make us do a health fair.
Try to stay warm, you know. You got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Well, but, you know, doesn't that...
There's a healthy way to do it.
If you think about it, though, doesn't it make sense? Don't they, I mean, don't you want you kind of at your worst so you can get to your best?
There you go, yeah.
Work your way up. So anyway, keep those dates in mind and keep watching for those types of things, too.
All right, there's an Evaluating Your Estate Plan. It's an all-day workshop, and the Iowa Quality Producers Alliance and the Cass County Extension are sponsoring the Evaluating Your Estate Plans for farm families in southwest Iowa. That's on Monday, January 28th, and it's from 9:30 to 4 at the Armstrong Research Farm, which is near Lewis. The topics include the language of estate planning, needed information, setting goals, gift estate, and inheritance taxes. It's $50 per person, and that includes resource materials and lunch. If you'd like to register, you can call the Cass County Extension Office at 243-1132. So that's the Evaluating Your Estate Plan all-day workshop from 9:30 to 4 at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis on January 28th. And again, to sign up for that, you can call the Cass County Extension Office. There's a Babysitting Basics Workshop. It's for grades 5 and above. It's offered on January 31st and February 7th and 14th at the Panora Library. If you have any questions or you'd like to register, you can call the Guthrie County Extension Office, and there's no charge for the class. So again, that's a babysitting basics workshop for grades 5 and above on January 31st, February 7th and 14th at the Panora Library. It's the Zion Lutheran's Men's Club 52nd Anniversary Pancake Supper. It's on January 31st, and they're serving from 5 to 7. And get tickets from club members or at the door. Adults are $6, and kids 5 through 13 are $3, and under 5 are free. All proceeds go to the Zion Lutheran Student Aid Fund, which assists those who continue their education to become professional church workers in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So that's the 52nd Anniversary Pancake Supper, Zion Lutheran Men's Club, on January 31st, serving from 5 to 7. The Atlantic Community School's annual Band Spaghetti Supper is on February 4th. It's from 5 to 8, and that will be held in the high school commons. Tickets are just $6 for adults and then $4 for kids, and ages 4 and under are free. You can get those tickets from any band student in grades 7 to 12 at the door or by contacting Mr. O'Donnell at the high school. A takeout is available, and proceeds will be used to fund the 2016 band trip. It's the Atlantic Community School's annual Band Spaghetti Supper on February 4th from 5 to 8 in the high school commons. Some local Red Cross blood drives that are coming up. In Red Oak on February 6th, it's from 8 to 2 at the Red Oak High School. Over in Oneida on February 12th, that is from 12 to 6 at the Community Center. Over in Orient on February 14th from 11 to 5 at the Orient Maxburg High School. And then here in Atlantic, also on February 14th, that will be from 11 to 4 at the Wesley Heritage House. And over in Harlan on February 14th from 7:30 to 1:30 at the Harlan High School.
All right, very good. Lots of stuff. I actually have more stuff here, too. We'll take a break, though, and tell you more in just a moment.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we are here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
A few other things going on here around the community here in the coming days as well. Coming up this Sunday, January 27th, St. Patrick's Catholic Women will be featuring an all-you-can-eat breakfast featuring Dad's Belgian Waffles. Who doesn't like a big old Belgian waffle? That's this Sunday, January 27th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that'll be held at the St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Adults, $7. Children 6 to 10 are $4, and 5 and under can eat free. Tickets are available at the door, and they'll have takeouts available there as well. That's the Dad's Belgian Waffles event coming up this Sunday, January 27th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon, sponsored by the St. Patrick's Catholic Women. Also coming up this Sunday, a couple of other events. The Irwin Community Building will be the site for a fundraiser breakfast and bake sale from 8 a.m. to noon this Sunday, January 27th. They'll be serving biscuits and gravy, eggs and ham. It's a free will donation, so whatever you think you'd like to donate, and the proceeds will help pay for the new roof of the Irwin Community Building. Also, there's a pancake breakfast, bake sale, and open house this Sunday, January 27th, at the Shelby County Catholic School Gymnasium. It'll be from 9 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. this Sunday in Harlan, and that's for everyone. Free will donation. They're celebrating Catholic Schools Week. Sunday, January 27th, this Sunday, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Shelby County Catholic School Gymnasium in Harlan. Also, some other events coming up here in the very near future. Coming up this week, the Cass County Health System will be hosting an obstetrics open house this Tuesday, January the 29th. It'll be from 5:30 to 7 p.m. It's meant to showcase the obstetrics department at Cass County Memorial Hospital and obstetric care provided through the health system. So folks can stop on by and check that out. Again, that's this Tuesday, the 29th, 5:30 to 7 p.m. p.m. at CCMH. Also coming up this Wednesday, there's a blood drive going on at the Walnut High School this Wednesday, January 30th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that is at the Walnut High School. That's on Antique City Drive in Walnut, so stop on by. Walk-ins are always welcome for those types of events. Got some things going on as well on Saturday, February 2nd. The Shelby County Cattlemen will hold their annual banquet on February 2nd with a social hour at 5 o'clock. Delicious prime rib dinner. It says delicious right in there. 6 o'clock. That's a lot of pressure.
I'm sure it's delicious, though.
Pressure to perform. Delicious prime rib dinner served at 6. The annual meeting and trophy and scholarship fund auction will follow. Now, that'll be held at the St. Peter's Hall in Defiance. $13 gets you one ticket, $25 gets you two, and the tickets are available at the door, or you can get them from any board member, so you can attend the Shelby County Cattlemen's annual banquet again Saturday, February 2nd, the date for that. Also coming up on Saturday, February the 2nd, will be a benefit for Bridget Clayton of Anita. That'll be held at the Anita Community Center. It'll be a soup supper and silent auction, asking for a free will donation to attend that event. And they are still looking for some items to be donated as well. So you can drop those off at the Main Street Market, and they'll take care of that. If you'd like more information, you can get a hold of Cindy Simon. That's a benefit for Bridget Clayton of Anita, Saturday, February 2nd, 5 o'clock at the Anita Community Center with a free will donation, soup supper, and silent auction. Also on Saturday, February 2nd, it's a pancake supper, and that'll be held at the Casey Community Building from 5 to 7 p.m. They'll have pancakes, sausage, eggs, dessert, and drink, all for your free will offering. They'll play a little bingo afterward, and that's sponsored by the Casey Service Club. It's a pancake supper Saturday, February 2nd, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Casey Community Building. Another event coming up on Sunday, February 3rd. Isn't there a game on that day?
I believe so.
I don't even remember who's playing. Do you?
I definitely know who's playing. 49ers and some other team.
Oh, that's your favorite team?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
okay. The Casey United Methodist Church, their Sunday school, will have their annual sub sale on Sunday, February 3rd. Sub sandwich, chips, pickle, dessert, all for $3.
Wow.
$2.50 each for six or more of the meals. Wow, that's really, really
that's
inexpensive.
A good way to stock up for your get-together.
For the game?
Yeah.
You can pick them up at the church between 11:30 and 1, 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. on February 3rd. That's at 100 East 2nd Street in Casey. But they say they'll also deliver in Adair, Casey, and Menlo if you'd like. So you can just call and place your orders. All the proceeds go to their Kids to Camp Fund. That's the Casey United Methodist Sunday School Annual Sub-Sale, Sunday, February 3rd. Sub sandwich, chips, pickle spear, and dessert, all for just $3.
That's an awesome deal.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, you order a bunch of them.
Yeah.
A whole pile of them. That's always a good meal, too.
Yeah.
And a little bowl of soup.
And yes, you can't forget that.
Got to get the soup in there. Also, the second annual Anita Redneck Tractor Burr Ride is coming up, and that'll be held on Saturday, February 16th. The ride will be 100% in and around Anita, so you don't have to worry about them heading out too far. They realize it's cold, and sometimes the tractors don't like the cold all so much. So, yeah, they'll be all around the area. So tractors will be unloaded at the Anita Airport. They'll have coffee served by the Friends of the Lake Anita, and then they'll depart from the airport at about 9 o'clock. There's no entry fee, no pre-registration, so you just want to show up. You can keep listening to KJAN. We'll let you know if there are any issues involved with the weather that day. If you need more information, Bill Russell, Maynard Hansen, Dean Stormer. Those are the three guys you can get a hold of if you'd like to know more. Saturday, February 16th, get that date on your calendar for the second annual Anita Redneck Tractor Burr Ride. I'm guessing they have a pretty good time when they do that.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm sure they do. All right, that's what I have for stuff around the area. How do you stack up there for birthdays?
I got a few birthdays. There's a card shower. The family of Helen Van Osselt are requesting a card shower in honor for her 91st birthday on January 28th. You can send her a card to the Manila Manor, room 118A, or P.O. Box 490, Manila, 51454. So happy birthday to Helen Van Osselt, celebrating her 91st birthday on January 28th. And you can send her a card to Manila Manor, room 118A, P.O. Box 490, Manila, Iowa, 51454. Happy birthday to Helen McNabb. She'll be honoring her 102nd birthday on Saturday, February 2nd at an open house from 1:30 to 3 at the McKee Community Room at Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. You can also send her a card to room 212A, Elmcrest Retirement Community, 2104 12th Street in Harlan. And again, that's happy birthday to Helen McNabb, celebrating her 102nd birthday on Saturday, February 2nd at an open house from 1:30 to 3 at the McKee Community Room at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. And you can send her a card to the Elmcrest Retirement Community Room 212A, 2104 12th Street in Harlan, 51537. Over at the Exira Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Vera Nielsen, celebrating her birthday on January 30th. And then over at the Salem Lutheran Home, happy birthday to Helen McFadden, celebrating her birthday on January 28th.
Great. I have one anniversary to share with you. Richard and Carol Maddox of Shelby will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary coming up this Sunday, January 27th. And they'll celebrate with their family. If you'd like to send a card, you may do that. Richard and Carol Maddox, M-A-T-T-O-X, can be reached at 503 Eastern Avenue, Shelby, Iowa, 51570. So congratulations to Richard and Carol Maddox of Shelby. We wish them the very best on their 50th wedding anniversary coming up this Sunday.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that's really all I have. You have anything else to share?
Not at the moment, no.
You're done? That's it?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Really?
Until next time.
I didn't think I could quiet you down.
Quiet
that
me
easily.
Down. Ha, ha, ha.
So you do have a rooting interest in the upcoming championship
game?
Football
yes.
Game.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Yeah. We most definitely do.
It's always exciting when your team is in it.
Oh, yeah.
I've been told.
You've been told? Yeah, it's probably been a while for you, huh?
My team hasn't been in it very much. Only twice. Won one, lost one.
Yeah.
And actually, the last one was, what, 6-7 years ago? So it's not like it's been forever.
Just too long for you.
Yeah, they should be there every year.
Well, of course.
Doesn't everybody think that at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, really? Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we hope you have fun getting ready for all that kind of stuff, too, and... we got through the cold part. Now, hopefully, it'll warm up for a little bit for us.
I hope so, and stay that way for a while.
Yeah, that would be okay.
Yeah.
This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.